So here's what is happening. I've talked about it before, but I'm going to just say it really short. You're going around the mountain every day until you get tired of the natural realm. You're here and you're going to get tired of the 3D. You're going to get tired of the games, the drama. You're going to get tired of it. The purpose of it is to get you prepared for eternal worship. Because right now, most people are saying, I want to stay here. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. But once you do it and you repeat it enough, you don't want to do it anymore. And so most people are saying, I don't want to go to heaven yet. I don't want to worship God forever yet. But when you realize this place is ridiculous and it's just a repeat, you're tired of this place, you're looking forward to eternal worship. You're looking forward to the eternal worship of God. When you realize what you're in a time cube, you're in a 666 befallen time cube, the flesh. The flesh is dying anyway. You're really the only purpose for you being here. You think, well, it's here to make a living. No, it's here to give out the gospel and renew your inner man. When you realize what this place is and you realize why you're really here, you wake up and you say, wait a minute, I got to meet my maker one day. I got to meet God one day. I got to face God one day. Your heart can stop at any moment. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. So it's a worship service. And it's not just a worship service, an eternal worship service, and it's actually going on right now. All the languages, all the words, all the symbology, it's all a... When you look at every word around you, it's religious terminology. And I don't mean religious in, from like a 3D version. I'm talking about whether it's your house, your tent, your temple, your body, your feet, your arms, your when you eat, everything is a worship service. And everything goes back to a religious type of word. And I'm not talking about religion of the world, but I'm talking about the true religion, faith in Jesus. Resting in Jesus, trusting in Jesus, worship of God. The four beasts saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. When you break down every word around you, it goes back to the cross. It goes back to verses of the Bible. It goes back to the blood flow. And it goes back to communion with God through Jesus. Every word goes back to those words. And so when you finally get tired of 3D Kleidoland, and then you're ready to be in a worship mindset. It's all pray. It's all God. He sustains you. He sustains you. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. He sustains you. Jesus ever lives to make intercession for the saints. He's sustaining you. Do you understand? You can't even function without God. You're actually walking and talking and breathing and functioning. Your organs in your body are actually like worship organs. You have pipes in your body. Everything in your body is a worship service. Do you understand that? And so the devil, he got pride and he fell because he had the musical instruments in his body to worship. But he looked at himself and said, oh, look at me. And he fell. The reproduction parts of your body are in the middle. Your heart is in the middle. It's a reproduction. The woman will have milk come out of her body, the milk of the word. The man will have seed coming out of his body. To the womb of the woman, the seed of the word. Be fruitful and multiply. Reproduction. Reproduce. You're in a reproduction theater of what happened at the cross. Everything that happened at the cross, you're just reproducing. They'll do a series. They'll do the flash, and they'll repeat. Once the flash series is over, they'll do another flash series. Once the Superman series is over, they'll do another series. It's reproduction. You go to work, it's reproduction. You've done it 1,000 times. You talk to your neighbor, it's reproduction. It's just a reproducing. And once you get tired of the reproduction, you realize that worship is better. Eternal worship is better than this reproduction in time. If you look at Job chapters 1 and 2, the sons of God would appear, the angels would appear. What have you been doing, devil? Going to and fro in the earth. So, doesn't mean that God can't give you some other stuff to do. But once you do it 1,000 times, you'd rather just be in heaven just worshiping God. Because no matter where you go, it's the same. Let's say you get raptured up, you get your new body. And he has some stuff for you to do on earth. Yeah, you do it, but you're just managing this. You're just managing certain parts that he gives you to manage, and kings and priests unto God, right? So you're just managing certain areas, but you've already seen it 1,000 times, so you'd rather just be up in heaven worshiping. You understand what I'm saying? But if he tells you to do it, you do it. Whatever your responsibility is, you're going to do it. Because that's worship too. That's a worship service too. Whatever your duty is inside the script, inside the program, inside the compilation, inside his story, history, he's bringing it all to a culmination. So whatever your role is in this culminating reality that delivers the earth back up, and then we have new heaven and new earth. Whatever he's got you to do, it's a worship service. You're part of the program. Pro G Ram. Pro is 4, G, Golgotha, the cross. Ram, the ram caught in the thicket. You're part of his program. And once you're willing, once you understand what's really happening, you're just willing to step into it and just do your role in the scroll. John the Baptist did his role. Elijah did his role. Paul did his role. Moses did his role. Jesus gave you an example. He came down and he did the will of the Father to the T. To the T. T goes back to the cross. Cross every T and dot every I. So when you realize your role in the scroll, that it's a worship service, that it's a part of a bigger compilation, and each person has their own little universe or multiverse inside the universe. One turn, universe is one turn. And the word verse means a small writing. A small line of writing. So you have your little small line of writing in this life, and your life is a vapor, and it's just a small piece of a bigger compilation. God allowed me to see the code, and it's right in front. You're speaking it. The word. If you break a word into part, and you holographically unfold it and look at it, you'll see multiple meanings of that word or that those letters or whatever, those cognates. And so when you see multiple meanings of those cognates, you can see a holographic multi-dimensional view of life, and you can actually see the fractal, and you can say, okay, oh, it all makes sense, it all fits. And the root of this thing is you're being grafted back in. Pieces cut off, being cut back in. So you're being grafted back in through Christ. And then once you get grafted in, you go out and tell other people how to get grafted in, because you're part of the program. It's pretty simple. It's really so simple that a child could understand it, but the reason we miss it is because the bells and whistles of the system trying to get you distracted to go here, do this, you wish you had this, wish you lived here, wish you were married to that person, wish you were doing this, wish you were had a different career. You have all these things they put in front of you like apples, like, and you don't even need any of that. You can be content where you are right now. Wherever you're at right now, you can be content. Now, if you're in a bad situation, you should try to get out of it. And it's God's will for you to have peace, you know. But don't mean you're going to be rich or famous or whatever. Who wants to be all that? Because once you get rich, they want to steal your stuff. Once you become famous, you get in the spotlight of every little thing you would say, you know. Long story short, worship service is pretty much where we're headed. And if you still love this place, it's going to take some more turns, some more verse, some more lines. When the farmer digs a line, he turns, digs another line. He turns and digs another line. When somebody writes a song, they write a line. They turn, write another line. They turn, write another line. A stanza or whatever they call it. I'm not a music writer, but they do a line, do a verse, do another verse, do a verse, do another verse, go do another verse, another one. It's a worship service. It's all a worship service. All of it.